You know, I really do want more people to care. We need more people to care. I know that people of all ethnicities, various social classes, find it very, very easy to not care, especially if they don't have to live in the situation that they sometimes hear about, that they sometimes read about. It's so easy to say, I could care less, it's not happening to me. I could care less, it's not happening to anyone I care about. And people not necessarily be glad that it's happening, they just don't care that it's happening. They're just apathetic about it. And then, of course, you have the people who are glad about it, whether they be the ones pulling the trigger and the bullets end up where they end up, or whether they're ones making sure that the guns are supplied, or the people whose hearts are just filled with hatred. And although they may have nothing to do with this type of activity, they read about it, they hear about it, and they're glad that these kinds of things are happening to those people. How many of you are aware of children who have been struck by stray bullets while outside on their porch? They may have been 10, 15, 20 houses down from where the shooting took place. But they were outdoors, own yard, own property. A bullet found them. How many of you have known people who have just been innocently enjoying a beautiful day in the sunshine at the park when a stray bullet found an innocent victim? It's amazing that so many people, including churchgoers, have no problem with this kind of activity, this kind of drama, this kind of trauma. Think about the post-traumatic stress disorder that so many of these people, adults and children, experience year after year after year after year. They're suffering from PTSD. They're not getting any help for it. How many of these poor people who are living in these communities where all this shooting is taking place, all this maiming is taking place, all this killing is taking place, and they never get treatment for their what is literally PTSD? And the people who are willing to pull the trigger and cause so much pain. And we heard Megan and the other gentleman talking about the costs involved. The financial cost. And if I'm not mistaken, Megan was only, and her mother were only referring to the medical costs. Did you notice there was no mention of intervention from a mental health perspective? And she did say that there are some problems with sleep quality now because of the shooting. So she was definitely affected by that emotionally and mentally, and not just physically. And again, we heard no mention of treatment for the mental and emotional aspect of this problem. We really do need more people to genuinely care. I want to thank one of the local ABC News broadcasts for teaming up with BBC for this one.
Update on the 6-year-old girl shot while playing outside her home as she fights for her life. A plea for witnesses to come forward.
I didn't even know that my daughter was shot. They steady shooting through the window and everything. So when my daughter ran, we all ran in the house. My daughter said, Mom, my stomach hurt. So I asked my brother, I'm like, did my daughter get shot? He was like, no. And me as a mother, I checked her anyway. And there, When I raised up her shirt, there was her intestine gushing out of her stomach.
How common is it, the shooting around here?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah, every day.
Yeah, every day. I am so scared for my kids. I tell you the truth, I'm really scared for my kids. You see this right above my head? Could have been shot.
That's on my email right there.
Yeah.
Just pointing to a hole in the house. There's an attachment to the house that has the number of the house's address on it. And that attachment had a hole in it. And she was saying that could have been a gunshot. Remember, she said the shooters were shooting through the windows. And this was at their own home. The little girl was out in her own yard. Ladies and gentlemen, it is terrible. I mean, it's bad enough when people can't go to the park. It is terrible when they cannot step onto their own yard and run around and do what they're going to do to play, to enjoy life outdoors without the risk of being shot. And like Megan said, do no fault of her own. Didn't ask for it, didn't do anything to provoke it.
I really, really need to relocate.
You got gangs on your iPhone?
No capital.
I can't just sit here and live in fear like this. It's terrible.
Living in fear. Living in fear. Day in and day out. The mother. Living in fear for her children. Can you imagine living that way, having that fear with you off and on throughout the day, every day?